Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
You might put Tiger Woods in that thing. That Gen X can't, would you say Tiger would be in there? Or is that too late?
He came on in, was it 99, 2000,
yeah,
something like that?
It might be a little past. In the Gen X Museum.
Yeah. A couple of old bits today. This one just coming down. Louis Anderson is gone. Louis Anderson has died at the age of 68. The comedian, he had been undergoing cancer treatment. He had the most common type of non-Hodgkin lymphoma, apparently. So he had been battling that for some time. Louis Anderson.
You remember Comic Relief?
Yeah.
All those Comic Relief shows with Whoopi Goldberg and
I would say his heyday Comic Relief was Whoopi, Billy Crystal, and Robin Williams. His heyday was probably what, in the 90s, 80s, 90s?
Yeah. I saw him on that Comic Relief thing a bunch of times.
And then Meatloaf passed away at the age of 74. The Loaf is gone. He, according to TMZ, was seriously ill with COVID, and he was supposed to attend a dinner earlier this week, and they were gonna do something with his song "I'd Do Anything for Love," a musical or something or other, and he had to cancel out on all those things because of his illness, and that was it. Checked out at the age of 74. Meatloaf here talking about his songs.
I don't think my records are about music; they're about lyrics. People always go, well, musically, don't you want to change? I'm going, well, I do. Because I really, it's like, it's a different play.
I mean, we're trying to peg him. Would you call him, I wouldn't really call him a rock and roller. I would call, a theatrical musician who ventured into rock and pop.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. He was a showman performer.
Yeah.
For sure. As far as his name is concerned, he has given a few different versions of how he got the name Meatloaf.
Because his real name is Marvin.
He's told stories about it. It was his high school football coach who gave him the name. He said he was, he's told that with, like, it was a cruel thing that his high school football. But then he's also told this version of the story. He told it to Dan Rather. That it was his parents who gave him the name.
My son looks like 4.5 pounds of ground chuck. So they made a card that goes in the front of the crib, and it said me.
So he told Dan Rather that it was when he was a baby, his parents gave him the name. So I'm not sure really.
And then the football coach added the Loaf because he was not hustling.
And then Meatloaf claims that he once picked up a hitchhiking Charlie Manson. The Loaf says, yeah, Manson needed a lift from Sunset Boulevard to Dennis Wilson's house. Dennis Wilson of the Beach Boys, of course. And Meatloaf says, well, turns out there was no Beach Boy there. It was Dennis Wilson's house. But when they got there, Dennis was not there. And he said Charlie Manson was all bummed out. And then informed Meatloaf that the world would soon end. And then predicted Meatloaf's fortune as a singer.
You're going someplace, man.
A lot of wisdom from Charlie Manson in that car. Meatloaf said, he forgot about the whole incident until Charlie Manson's face popped up on TV. There's a lot of people who have said that story, a story like that, about how they picked up Manson, they met Manson, and then all of a sudden they saw his picture on TV. Fact of the matter is, there are a lot of guys who look like Charlie Manson in the 1960s.
Yeah.
Maybe not with the carving in the forehead, but, the other stuff, the hair and the crazy eyes, there's a lot that... And then of course, Meatloaf had that famous appearance. He did a lot of television and movies and things, as we've talked about, Rocky Horror and a lot of episodic television.
Fight Club.
Yeah. But he also appeared on The Celebrity Apprentice and got into a beef with Gary Busey. Their task was to go out and buy some paint supplies and then come back and, paint some art for some charity.
Yeah, charity.
And they get back to the apprentice house, and they're all looking at their supplies, and Meatloaf notices that some of his paint supplies are missing and alleges that Gary Busey stole his paint supplies.
Do you understand me? You motherfucker, you look at me all
do it.
You'll be in the hospital in about 4 minutes.
He had threatened to put Gary Busey in the hospital.
Knock those big white teeth right out.
Gary Busey claims he did not steal the paint supplies, but nobody believes that. And then of course we had the singing performance. Now where was the singing? Brett?
I think this was in Michigan at some kind of campaign rally for some political person or something.
That's right.
But you know, his temper and an outbreak of his temper, I was not surprised by. But the condition of his voice in this, I was surprised by because he's always been hailed as a great singer.
Wait a second. Are you saying that this isn't a flattering clip here that we're playing?
God's name is grace on me. Oh, and from the good, oh, from sea, oh, from the new shining sea. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Meatloaf in Better Days here. Gone at the age of 74. The Loaf, Brad and John, KISM.